Running 5k every day for the month of November half marathon weekend. This weekend I completed the Clontarf half marathon. Serious crack, really enjoyed it. The goal was an hour and a half, so stay tuned to see how I got on compared to that time. That's about 4 minutes, I think 16 seconds per kilometer, and that was the goal. Now, ignore what I did in that warm up because I'm broke up today, so whatever I did not work. Maybe I went too hard, maybe I'm not as fit as I thought I was. I'm a bits, but we move. Last little fit check with the bag and baggage before heading off. Great crack. The whole atmosphere getting up there, unbelievable. I hadn't done anything like it before, so I didn't know what to expect, realistically. Once I got up there, look at the crowds. Absolutely mental. I was so far back. I was, as I said, an hour and a half. I was behind the 2 hour 10 pacer. So you're nearly like 10 minutes before you get across the line, but once you get across the line, you're just mad to go. You just want to get out there and start getting past people. At the halfway mark here, feeling good. Let's have a look at the splits. So it went to plan for the first half. I was on time, but as you'll see here, when you turn around, there's a bit of a breeze in your face, and that's represented by the heart rate here. Big jump coming across the line, absolutely gee-eyed, but got there. It was a struggle for the last 3k, but the chocolate milk at the end of the finish line was different gravy. And then you got to enjoy yourself. Glass of wine, burger, and then ended up going to the script. Unbelievable show. Have a listen. But we are back at it again today. As I said, body was not in good shape. No injuries, but just wrecked. And this was genuine pace that I was running the 5k at today. And this is me going up the stairs like an old man. But we got an hour and 32. Happy considering the week I had and kind of the poor preparation. Still kind of slightly sick, but as I said, just an unbelievable experience. Thanks to anyone who supported, sent any message, or gave a bit of kudos on the old Strava. So thank you, and let's see you for day 18.